Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Wilson, sitting with Dr. Fanny Eleni Sposner, date of birth 5/22/1970, date of procedures December 22nd, 2023, physician Dr. Fanny Wilson Dio, referring physician Dr. Mariana Sisk. Date of birth 5/22/1970. procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is bloating, GERD, screening for colorectal cancer, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent of the pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possible misalignment, such as emergency or accident to patient period. Patients brought to the anastomy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, or while lubricating on the sphenogastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the bottom period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus period, or retroflex tube is obtained in the cardio period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position period, as usual, rectal exam is run period. While lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileum cecal valve and confluence of the fold period. The TI was also evaluated period. Careful examination is made of a cecum, ileum cecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cecal colon, rectum period, or retroflex tube was obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was overall good with the Boston Doppler of 8,2-3-3 period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the Z-line appeared regular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block. There was no evidence of any salmon-colored mucosa noted. Next line, there's patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, number one, the determinant ileum, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 5 sessile diminutive sigmoid colon polyps, all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted. Next line, there was hypertrophied anal papilla noted on retroflexion. Please go back to the upper endoscopy portion and also state that upon entry into the stomach, there was evidence of bilious material that was lavage and suction to reveal the underlying mucosa. Thank you.